This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a visit to Italy this evening to participate in the G7 summit in Apulia. In his departure statement ahead of his visit, the Prime Minister said, the government is committed to consolidate the India-Italy strategic partnership and bolster cooperation in the Indo-Pacific and Mediterranean regions. Mr. Modi said he is glad that his first visit in the third consecutive term is to Italy for the G7 summit. He said Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni's two visits to India last year were instrumental in infusing momentum and depth in the bilateral agenda. The Prime Minister said during the discussions at the outreach session, the focus would be on artificial intelligence, energy, Africa and the Mediterranean. The Prime Minister will participate in the outreach session tomorrow. India has categorically rejected references to Jammu and Kashmir in a recent joint statement issued by China and Pakistan. Responding to media queries, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said, Jammu and Kashmir and Ladakh have been, are and will always remain integral and inalienable parts of India. He added that no other country has the locus standi to comment on the issue. The spokesperson said the joint statement issued on the 7th of June also mentions activities and projects under the so-called China-Pakistan Economic Corridor, some of which are in India's sovereign territory under forcible and illegal occupation by Pakistan. Mr. Jaiswal stated India resolutely opposes and rejects any moves by other countries to reinforce or legitimize Pakistan's illegal occupation of these territories, impinging on India's sovereignty and territorial integrity. The External Affairs Ministry has said India's mission in Kuwait is ascertaining the full details from the concerned Kuwaiti authorities on the tragic fire incident. 49 foreign workers, including 40 Indians, lost their lives in a massive fire in a building yesterday in the southern Mangaf area of Kuwait. Over 50 others were injured. The ministry said the injured are presently admitted in 5 government hospitals and receiving proper medical care and attention. According to hospital authorities, most of the admitted patients are stable. Minister of State for External Affairs, Kirti Vardhan Singh, has reached Mangav to oversee the relief measures and facilitate expeditious repatriation of the mortal remains of the deceased. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a review meeting on the fire tragedy in Kuwait at his residence in New Delhi. He announced ex gratia relief of 2 lakh rupees to the families of the deceased Indian nationals from the Prime Minister's relief fund. Kuwait's public prosecutor has started an investigation into the fire incident. The probe aims to uncover the circumstances behind the incident and the cause that triggered the deadly inferno. Back home, the Kerala government held a special cabinet meeting in the wake of the Kuwait fire mishap. The cabinet has decided to offer a solatium of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of the deceased and 1 lakh rupees each to persons who suffered injuries in the fire. A retest of all the 1,563 candidates who appeared in the NEET UG examination will be held on the 23rd of this month, who got the grace or compensatory marks in the examination. In a notification issued today, a National Testing Agency said it will issue a public notice shortly and will also contact these candidates through email to ensure that they receive the official communication. The NTA said the decision of retest has been taken according to the Supreme Court's observation on the report of NTA's high-powered committee. The grace or compensatory marks awarded to all 1,563 students stand withdrawn. The Congress Party has demanded a fair investigation under the supervision of the Supreme Court into the NEET examination issue. In a social media post, Mr. Kharge alleged rigging, paper leaks and corruption in the NEET examination. He said after an investigation, the culprits should be given the harshest punishment and lakhs of students should be given compensation to save their year from being wasted. In badminton, Indian shuttlers H.S. Pranoy and Sameer Verma have progressed to the men's singles quarterfinals of the Australian Open in Sydney today. In women's singles, Akarshi Kashyap also advanced to the quarterfinals today. She defeated home favourite Kai Chi Teo 21-16-21-13 in the round of 16. In mixed doubles also, Indian duo B. Sumit Reddy and N. Sikki Reddy entered the quarterfinals. And with that, we end this news bulletin.